Buttons in the back.
Hmm?
Buttons in the back. We came for the same reason.
Yeah, man, brother.
We got teeth, no.
Give me that purple one.
Purple one?
Give me that one.
Yeah. That list, is it back there?
It is. Where is
it? The list?
Yeah, I just not turned it on.
Which part do you need? That's one of
that. This one here.
That one. You got one?
Yeah, I got a book.
Sound the song, Johnny?
Mm-hmm.
We would like to thank the church for having us this morning.
Yeah, now you're here.
I want to thank the church this morning for having us. And my brother-in-law is supposed to be here, which he is not. So I don't know what happened to him. So maybe he just ran a little bit late.
Put your mic on.
I don't like seeing the way you hit it. Oh, yeah, no good. This don't like that.
Amen, bro.
Are you saved this morning?
Oh, yeah.
And if you are, then this first song's for you. And if not, you can see God. That's not the first song. It's I Saw God.
And cried, oh Lord, forgive me. Oh Lord, forgive me, please.
Yeah.
I saw God on the highway. I saw God last night.
Yeah.
And I know that it was Him, because He gave me the light. No sinner, you hear that preacher. Listen to what he's saying. Just walk up to the altar, fall down on your knees and pray.
Yeah.
because he gave me the line. So sinner, if you hear that preacher, listen to what he sings. Just walk up to the altar, fall down on your knees and pray. Just walk up to the altar, fall down on your knees and pray.
Bible says right here, I need a Solomon trophy in grace. Bible says when you're free indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I thank God for the old fashioned church.
Bless.
And I thank the Lord for being able to feel the Spirit in the church. And we'll go ahead and tell you this, if you're lost here today, the altar is always open.
Amen.
And if you got something in your heart and your life today, then you know you can still come and pray. And if you need to just talk to the Lord, say, Lord, thank you. You know, what the next song about, you know, it's not what's over the door. It ain't what's in the ceiling and the floors and walls. It's what's right here.
Oh, really?
It's what's going to get you to heaven. But anyway, now this next song is Old Fashioned Church.
Praise God.
The guy's getting the guitar. That's
He does a lot of work for the group. Just made a call in to the ministry, second time. We all read, and God called him, he could preach, and like all the rest of us, he said he couldn't, but God told him he could again, and I reckon he's been preaching. We ain't got to hear him yet. Anyway, also a preacher down there, everything else, but his name is Johnny Mundy, playing the guitar now. One beside him is his wife, and I believe his sister.
In-law.
Anyway, she ain't no stranger around this part of the country. And like we talked about Mom, she books and cooks and everything else. And good singer. Thank the Lord for that. And you need somebody to pray with you, give her a call.
Amen.
And that's good to be able to say. Because, you know, a lot of people just can't pray. And you got to have a close relationship to be able to get past the ceiling.
That's
right. Anyway, her name is Marlene Mundy. That's Johnny's wife.
Amen.
The one standing beside, in between me and her is our dad. He drives the bus and the truck and the trailer and does a good job on anything we need him to do. And thank the Lord for him. He plays guitar and sings lead and baritone and alto. And also, his name is Gilbert Mundy. And the lady sitting here, this is our mom, and her name is Lois Mundy. She also books and cooks and sells CDs, and we got CDs in the back of that counter, and we ain't here to sell CDs, and we ain't here to get a bus or nothing else. We're here to see souls saved, and we're here to see the people that needs a blessing to get a blessing. However, you need to do that. That's what we're here for. And but anyway, if we had to, we'd do it without the mics. But, you know, because God saved us. You know, we didn't know how funny he called
us. Amen, brother.
He done it all the way.
That's right.
Anyway, that's the way they grew us up. And that's the way we don't believe that's the truth about it. But anyway, her name is Lois Mundy.
Amen.
That old ball hit the guy down there on the end playing that banjo and singing lead and baritone and wherever else we need, the one that parts his hair to like me, and the one a lot of people thinks is my twin, but he's not. I won't go no further than that. I don't want to embarrass him. But he'd been called to preach. He'd been in it for, I guess, about 10 years or a little more, and the Lord's really been using him and working with the group, and he works with her songs. We'd get songs down and get ready to go, and he'd call us and he'd tell us to put these songs together, so we'd have to put them together. But other than that, he's just a good old guy. That's my brother. That's her brother-in-law and his son. And his name is Dwayne Mundy.
We make up the Mundy Family Gospel Singers.
Yep.
I thank the Lord for the people that pray for me. And you know, I thank the Lord for the one that got down on their knees and actually got in touch with the Lord. And the name of this song is Thank You for the Roses.
Up the hill.
Rose
and You know, he hung on the cross and he died. He gave everything he could.
Yeah, he did.
And even when he got to the spot to where he was fixing to go to heaven, I told you people, he said, don't touch me. I ain't yet. I sent it up to my Father yet. And, you know, flesh and blood can't enter to the kingdom of God.
Right.
But I thank God that the Spirit can. Anyway, maybe the song is Trophy of Grace. And I'm going to tell you this, we don't quit. If we can't play it out, we're going to sing it out. If we can't sing it out, we're going to talk it out. If we can't do that, we just whisper it out. But like we say, you know, God didn't quit on us. I believe I tried to see. Yeah.
Bless them, Lord. Put your hand on them.
We just ask you to listen to the song.
Bless them, Lord.
Like we were telling Marlene this morning, you know, it's got a good message in it.
Yeah.
But here, you know, it's not no show. It's the truth.
Amen.
But we just ask you to listen to the song. Well, maybe.
If you had known me then, the way I was before, you'd understand why I can't hold back the tears. My life is a bit since I came to the Lord. And I want to give Him glory while I'm here. I stand before You knowing that it's only by His grace that I am just what I am today. I'm a perfect trophy of grace, display of His love. I'm but a pardon who holds up the old rugged cross.
Yeah.
I gotta do that number. I'm a trophy of grace, display of love. I'm a part of the altar, the old red cross that was stained with His precious blood. I'll never understand. Today, just look at me today, cause I can say,
yeah.
Don't be afraid. Let's get part. Now there is no way I can repay mother's love, and it hurts to show me more. Lie to me. There's nothing I can do or say that would be enough to pay love the sin He paid for me. My life's a testimony of His mercy, love, and grace. And one day I will thank Him face to face. I'm a trophy of grace, a display of His love. I'm a part of the results from the old cross that was stained with His precious blood. Though I never understand why He died in my place, look at me today, cause I can say I'm a trophy of grace. Just look at me today, because I can say, don't be afraid.
Hey, buddy. Praise the Lord.
Wayne, I gotta sing a song. The Lord gave me this song one time for me to sing. And I was at another church, and my husband wanted me to sing, come up and sing with him, so I did. And the Lord wanted me to sing this song, and I didn't do it. And he took the song away from me. And I told him, I said, Lord, if you'll give it back to me.
Bless you. Heaven, amen.
I was saying that. You tell me to.
Yeah, heaven, obedience, better say.
He was just singing a song, so I got to sing it.
Glory to God. Bless the Lord. It's real good. God bless you. Amen.
There's been times I've stumbled and almost fell. But God's hands reach out and come. Before I hit the ground, He said, child, you must get up and try it again. Don't give up, it's almost over. And with me, yourself falling, and the devil tell you there's no hope. Just start calling after Jesus, and let Him take control. He will never leave or forsake you. He'll go with you all the way. Just put your trust in Him. Listen, you'll hear Him say, don't give up, keep on going, keep pressing toward your prize. Keep your eyes on me, child. I'll be your friend, I'll be your guide. Don't give up, keep on going, and let me lead the way. Don't give up, keep on going, keep pressing toward the prize. Keep your eyes on me, child. I'll be your friend, I'll be your guide. Don't give up, keep on going, and let me lead the way. When your race is over,
if you ain't touched the hem of his garment today, you know, sometimes there's a pressing into it, even with preaching or singing or talking to the Lord. Sometimes it's pressing into it. Sometimes the only thing you got to do is just say, Lord, forgive me. And I tell them this wherever we go. Y'all ain't the first people that's heard this. You know, if you're out there and we talk to the lost person as much as we do the Christian and everything else. But if you're out there and you're lost, you got something in your life or where you can't get a hold of the Lord, and you're praying for mama, you're praying for daddy, it's not going to work until you pray, you talk to the one that made heaven.
Amen.
You know, you have to get right before you can talk to God. And then, you know, that's what it's talking about, you know, grabbing a hold of when a woman grabbed a hold of that, you know, it might have been a dress deal, it might have been a sock, it might have been whatever. But she got a hold of him.
Amen.
But you have to be saved and pure. And people say you can't be pure, you can't be perfect.
know, get a hold of the Lord, you have to be.
That's right. Be holy.
And it's a scary thing to get up here and put on a show. I wouldn't do it.
No.
You know, he tried to sing with me. After
all.
And then, and you know, John, you're talking about getting the people to move. And, you know, but we wasn't where the people could move at. You know, sure, there were saved people there and there was lost people there, but, you know, it's a lot different from the church. But still, the Bible said to take the take them out there. Take it out and spread the gospel. But the only thing it takes is one touch.
That's right.
Of the hem of his garment. And that's what the name of this song is. The hem of his garment.
Also on there for Jesse Maker. A woman one day tried many positions, but many were worse than the Bible were told. But when she had heard a man called Jesus, she felt what she needed for her body and soul. If I can just touch a little part of his robe, I know I'll be healed, my sins are forgiven. If I can just touch him, I know I'll be whole.
Woo! Oh, yeah. Amen. Hallelujah.
You know, I think that,
bless
him,
Lord.
Bless. Man, marvelous. How many people got saved there?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. I believe Christ in this past God.
Salvation.
He knows he was there.
Yeah, man.
He knows I was there.
Yeah, amen, brother.
When he hung on the cross, he looked up. Sing the soul, struggling boy.
Yeah.
I'm a noble brother. I'm a noble. I'm no saved.
Amen.
Struggled.
Yeah.
All three of us here one time. I mean, that's all, there, all three of us here one time. It's been alcoholic, been dope addicts.
Amen.
Look what the Lord can do.
Yeah. Glory. Amen, brother.
We got to believe three more. We like this song. I like aggravating Dad. Sometimes Dad be talking. He'd be sitting talking. He'd sing. He'd start. Get happy, and he'd hit his guitar, and he'd go. And after a second or two, I go, I've been trying to get Dwayne to do that, but he ain't got to it yet. But we like to have fun up here, but we're going to speed it up a little bit now. So. Well, there ain't no grace for all my body down.
Highway, oh my, highway, highway, yeah.
Yeah, I seen that little boy. Thank the Lord for... We usually do this in a loud mind. We want to say this. If you're saved, or if you ain't came to the age of accountability yet, you're just as pure as everything.
Amen.
You're going to... Anything happens, or you can get a hold of the God just like anybody else can. But if you are, then today, you know, you can pray. You can talk to God just like anybody that's been in it for a long time. And it ain't the church of tomorrow. If you're pure or if you're saved, it don't matter how old you are. You know, you're a church of today, not tomorrow.
Amen.
Right. But the reason why we ask if how many people here is married and how many people has been married and everything else. Let me ask you a question. When you get married, would you tell your husband or your wife, yes, I will marry you, but I got somebody else on the side that I want to go out with? Well, let me just tell you something. Johnny does a song. He says, "Will you marry me?"
And
Johnny and Marlene and Gilbert and Brother Wayne does a song. But Johnny and them preachers singing on it. But anyway, you know, he does a song. Says, "Will you marry me?" And that's what Jesus is asking you today. Will you marry me? And you know, I ain't gonna get into the part after you get married to Jesus. You know, first you gotta get married. Then God will take care of the rest of it. The Bible said that Paul planted and Apollos watered, but God gave the increase.
Yeah.
First, you got to get married. You know, first you have to come to Jesus. That's what this song is about. Will you marry me? Jesus just asking you a question. Will you marry me? You know, he's sitting there knocking. If you look, the Bible says he's knocking at the door. And if you come in and sell with me, I'll eat with you and you with me. But the doorknob's on your side.
Right.
You have to open the door yourself. And that's what this song's about. Will you marry me?
Just listen to the words to it.
Bless you, man.
Choosing over bride, I want someone by my side who will cherish and obey my every word.
Hang on a minute.
Get
your
guitar so
that
I can see what
the
chords are.
You know,
hey,
go ahead, honey.
I just want to thank a certain person in his church. He is very special to me. He helped my sister take care of my mom.
Bless
and
you.
I want to thank him so much for coming and inviting us today.
Bless you. Amen.
His name is James Hammond.
You know, I thank the Lord for where he brought me through. And where I'm at right now,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I could have been dead. I could have been a long ways. I could have been dead or I could have been in jail. But God chose me.
Amen.
You know, it's good whenever you're chosen. They say, son, if you're called, Many are called, but few are chosen. I'd get my words mixed up sometimes, but you know, a long time ago, I drifted away like everybody else, and I was out running. I called Dad once. Didn't have no money. Didn't have nothing. Marlene don't even know about this. I didn't have no money. Didn't have nothing. I called Dad and I said, Dad, I'm down at the bottom. Dad, you just come on home, boy.
Yeah.
That's what it feel like with Jesus whenever Jesus talked about the parable.
Come on home.
Prodigal son, he had to come back home. He had to come back home and clean himself. You know, whenever you come back home to Jesus, you got it. If you got Jesus, you got everything. Well, we're going to try this again. I thank the Lord for the blessings because whenever you have your rough days, God is always there. Whenever you have your good days, God is always there. We don't want to talk about that festival. Yesterday, we still told people about Jesus.
Amen.
That's what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to go out in the highways and the byways, and we're supposed to compel them to come in. Choosing love.
We need you all to help us if you don't care. You think y'all can do it?
Can you raise your hand? This will be our last song.
All you gotta do is raise your hand.
Did you put your clothes on this morning or did somebody else put them on for you? No, Bob says when you're free indeed.
Amen.
But Chuck Compton talked about it. He was glad that he could get up and walk to the closet so he could get his clothes out. And I'm glad too, but I thank God that I put my clothes on because somebody didn't have to do it for me. So if you can raise your hand at all, you know, just raise it up and give the Lord a praise. Because you think
If you did, deep down in your heart somewhere, you know, you'll find a child. And that child has to come. You have to come as a little child to be saved.
Amen.
That's the way you have to get to heaven. Because you have to stay a child to get saved. You have to stay a child of God.
Yeah, yeah,
that was
this
little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Cover it over a bush, yo. I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bush, oh no. I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bush, oh no. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Dad does this song better. Dad does this song better.
Show
us off. We did want to thank you all for having us. And I hope y'all enjoyed it.
Amen.
Amen. Whisper point. Luke, you got the guitar? Huh? Jay, put it up? Okay. I was going to get you sing since you brought it. I didn't want it. Can you bring his guitar in? He's got his own guitar there. I better let him answer that. But he always sings about Amazing Grace or B-I-B-L-E or something like that. And I wanted to give him an opportunity, but he done put that guitar up. Bible said not to hang your heart in the willow. So keep that in mind there, Luke. I was going to get you to sing there, brother. And we appreciate Luke. He's young. And I didn't serve God in my youth, and I sure do thank God for young people that want to serve the Lord in their youth. Amen. Appreciate the Mundy family. You know, they sung that one song about getting up. And I'm glad, praise God, our God's not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I plan on getting up. Amen. The Muslims believe that they're going to get, if they die in martyrdom, they believe they're going to get 40 virgins and all that stuff. And if you believe that lie, listen, I've got a bridge for sale. They believe in death. They're willing to take their own life. Listen, Allah didn't get up. Muhammad didn't get up. And they ain't going to get up. The Mormons believe that only the wife can get up. If a husband turns around and beckons her, I got news for her and him both. Ain't either one of them going to get up. If you die the way of the Muslim, you ain't getting up. If you die the way of the Mormon, you ain't getting up. The only one I know is the way of Jesus. Amen.
Right.
And I'll tell you right now, but it's a good way. Hallelujah. The Bible said the path of the just as a shining light shineth more and more until the perfect day. Be open up your Bibles to the book of 1 Samuel. Mays Jackson used to always say, his preaching's like good baloney. You can cut off either end and still good. I'm just going to give you the middle of this message today. I don't want to wear you out. The book of 1 Samuel. I appreciate these singers. I'm just like them. I want to bless people. I want to try to help people. And I've met a lot of people like me that needed help. But the one that needed, that I needed the most is the one I ran from. That's Jesus. I'm like old Brother Gilbert. I'm glad, praise God, He came to where I was. Amen. Gave me what I needed, and He gave it to me the way I knew it was Him that gave it. Amen. Paul said, I know in whom I have believed, I'm persuaded He's able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. I'm glad I know in whom I have believed. First Samuel chapter 1, and I'd like to read the whole chapter. I may not do that. But I'll read here a little bit anyway. Now, there was a certain man of Ramathi Zophim. I can't say some of these words. I'm not real smart. I'm smart enough to get saved. Of the mount of Ephraim. And his name was Elkanah, son of Joram, son of Elu, son of Tahu, son of Zophim, and son of Ephrath. So you can't make a mistake who this is talking about. He had two wives. The name of one was Hannah. The name of the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord. Boy, it's a godly man. I wish we had more of him today. I wish we had more of him in the White House.
Amen.
They can measure up that scripture there. David gave her in the book of Samuel. He said, the Lord spake by me, His word was in my tongue. And the Most High said, He that ruleth over men must be just. That's the first requirement of a leader. He must be just. Ruling in the fear of God, the second requirement. They ain't got none of that up in the White House. But this man is a godly man. He went up out of his city every year to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, both of them wicked as hell, both of them died an awful death, brought on themselves. They were extremely wicked. You can read your Bible and find that out. I'm not making false accusations. This is what the Bible says about these two sons. And when the time was that Eli offered, he gave unto Peninnah his wife and all her sons and her daughters portions. That's of the sacrifice. He gave the first portion to the Lord. What remained, he divided it up. And he gave to his wife Peninnah and to all her sons and her daughters. But unto Hannah, he gave a worthy portion. For he loved Hannah. But the Lord had shut up her womb. For those of you that don't know, children are inheritance from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is His reward. You can't go to Walmart. Forget about the stork. I want you to know, God's got a whole lot to do with children being born. Our text verse here in verse 6. And her adversary also provoked her sore for to make her fret because the Lord had shut up her womb. Now listen, life's tough enough. Job said, man's born a woman a few days and full of trouble. And that applies to men and women. We got enough trouble without somebody making it worse. I'll tell you right now, we need to start learning how to be nice. My pastor said, if you're unkind, you're the wrong kind. We need to learn how to let our speech be seasoned with grace. We need to learn how to speak complimentary words. Because Jesus said, by the words we'll speak, we'll be judged. I'd rather have smooth judgment. I'd rather not have to stand before God and have to choke back some of this stuff that I said and say, Lord, I don't know what I was thinking, but I shouldn't have said like that. I'll tell you right now, we need to be careful with the Bible said in the life and death in the power of the tongue. So choose your words carefully. But her adversary provoked her sore to make her fret because the Lord had shut up her womb. And he did so. This is talking about her husband. He did so year by year. He's faithful. And when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her, therefore she wept and did not eat. Listen, I enjoy coming to church. I don't want to weep unless, you know, I'm just weeping tears of joy. But I don't want to come to church and have to come to church and suffer, or be ridiculed like Hannah was. But I want you to know, even amongst all this ridicule and suffering, she came anyway. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? Boy, he's a... You know, I hate to say this, but most husbands are kind of out of touch. You know, these women I've been working with out there at where I work at, they've been trying to inform me there's a lot of difference between men and women, how they think, how they react, how men need to interact with women. They're helping me a little bit. There might be some hope for me yet. They've been telling me how I need to treat my wife and how I need to learn how to be a little more complimentary. But her husband, he ain't got a clue here. He said unto her, why weepest thou? Now, most husbands are in this category, so you men that are husbands this morning, I pray you listen to me this morning. I'm going to tell you something, buddy. You treat your wife right, God bless you. You treat your wife wrong, you'll find out, buddy.
Amen.
God, He's the Bible says, vengeance is mine. I had a man do me wrong this week. I don't do this very often, but I said, Lord, he done me wrong. I want vengeance upon him. I don't do that very often, brother.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you right now, the reason I've done this, I made a $450 deposit at the bank Monday morning at 8 o'clock. This man sent a check back for $21, and I know why he done it. I know the man. He's an ungodly man. And I know why he done it. And I didn't think it's right, and I went to the bank, and I said, I don't think it's right. And they said, well, we'd like to favor you, but unfortunately, we got to favor him. He was calloused in what he did. Listen, I'll suffer. Ain't no big deal. I don't mind paying the $50. That was the only check he sent back. The only one's got a $50 return fee. But I'll tell you one thing, buddy. Weapons are warfare. They're not carnal. They're mighty through God. I'll tell you what. I went to that bank and I said, Lord, I've been done wrong. You see to it. You wait and see. You will find out who's got the advantage. This man, he real proud. One of the first things God hates is pride. He's proud. I ain't even mention this, but I just want you to know, I don't never do that. But I'll tell you one thing, buddy. I said, Lord, I want you to avenge me in this because he's wrong. He shouldn't have done that. He should not have done that. But anyway, I'll take care of my part in that. I went by the bank. I said, look here, I don't understand this. Here's my deposit. First thing Monday morning, just like you told me. Yeah, they tell you. Transaction don't go through to 10 o'clock. That may be for other people, not for Christians. Amen. Anyway, let's get back to our message here. Why weepest thou? Why eatest not thou? Why is our heart grieved? Am I not better to thee than 10 husbands? Or 10 sons? I'm sorry. I don't need no 10 husbands, Hannah said. But he's trying to say, I'm all you need. But listen, I hate to say this to the husbands, but wives sometimes, you really can't help them. All you can do is try to understand, pray for them, try to encourage them. And in his eyes, she doesn't have to cry about it, but in her eyes, she's weeping sore. And so Hannah, being the good wife, so Hannah rose up after they'd eaten in Shiloh and after they'd dropped. Now Eli the priest sat upon the seat by a post of the temple of the Lord, and she was in bitterness of soul. I wish her husband could have picked up on that. And prayed unto the Lord, wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look upon the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and forget not thine handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. She said, Lord, if you'll give me a son, I'll make him a Nazarite to the Lord. You can read that in Numbers chapter number 6, verse 1 through 8. Holy to the Lord is what she said. If you'll give me a son, I'll raise him up to be a holy man. Greatest prophet of the Old Testament here is Samuel. Boy, well, look what his mother went through just to bear him. It came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli marked her mouth. Eli didn't understand neither. Now Hannah spake in her heart only, her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she'd been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I'm not a woman. Or she said, no, my Lord, I'm a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I've drunk neither wine nor strong drink. but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. I will say this about Eli. He had more compassion than her husband did. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace. Boy, I'm glad God can let us go in peace. Now, Eli's the high priest. He's speaking in God's stead. I mean, he's the mediator between them and God right now. And Eli tells Hannah, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. Y'all hear me lots of times praying up here, and I don't need to know what you're asking. I just say, Lord, grant the petition of thy brother or thy sister, or my brother, my sister's praying here. Well, Eli here is asking God to grant the petition of Hannah. And she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord, and returned and came to their house from Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah's wife, and the Lord remembered her. Boy, I'm glad, praise God, the Bible said the Lord remembered Noah, the Lord remembered Hannah. Therefore it came to pass when the time was come about, after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. The name Samuel means asked of God. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned. Then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord, there abide forever. And Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, do what seemeth good to thee until thou hast weaned him. Only the Lord establish his word. So the woman abode, gave her son suck till she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with three bullocks, one epheth of flour and a bottle of wine, brought him into the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young, and they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee there praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition which I asked of him. Therefore I also have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. What a text. Lord, preach this morning on her adversary, and please pray with me. Father, we thank you for the precious word of God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the eternal scriptures, Lord, that you said that men ought always to live by the word of God, not by bread alone. We pray, dear Father, today you'd open your words to our heart, open our eyes and our ears, our understanding of the truths and treasures of this great word. Lord, we give you all the praise and all the glory. Thank you for the songs we've heard, for the Spirit that visited our hearts. And I pray, Father, right now for the lost that might be here this morning. Those who might be indifferent. Those, Lord, like Brother Johnny said, they're in the far country wanting to come home. I pray, dear Lord, today that, Lord, you'd visit our hearts from on high and help us, Lord, I pray, to leave this service and it's been good to be in God's house. In Jesus' name, amen. Hannah had an adversary. The Bible mentions there, verse number 6, said her adversary also provoked her sore. Now, before I preach about her adversary, I want you to know you got an adversary. You know, Jesus told Peter, Luke chapter 22, Jesus said, Simon, he said, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. And I want you to know Jesus told us the name of our adversary, and his name is Satan, amen. And Peter told us that his name was the devil, amen. He said the devil walketh about like a roaring lion, singing whom he made of iron, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 8. I just want you to know, just like Hannah had an adversary, you do too, amen. And I'll tell you what your adversary, if you're saved, he knows your name. The Bible mentioned there in the book of Acts about 7 sons of one Sceva took on themselves to go out and cast the devil out of a man. And that devil said, Jesus, I know, Paul, I know, but who are you? And that devil leaped upon those men and they left that house wounded naked, amen. I'll tell you right now, if you're saved, the devil knows your name. He knows where you live, amen. I've got the advantage over this adversary. Glory to God. If you're saved, you got the advantage too. Amen. I'll tell you right now, make no mistake about it. Just like Hannah had an adversary made her weep, you got one, amen, that'll try to make you weep too. And the Bible says, give no occasion to the adversary. For some are already turned aside after Satan. Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, one thing you need to do is you need to realize you've got an adversary. Sixth thing you need to do is not give no occasion to him. The Bible said to resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Amen. The book of Ephesians. I believe it was James that said the devils believe in God and tremble. I want you to know he ain't dumb. He knows that he's got but a short time. But that little time he's got, that little short time, he's going to try to make your life a living hell. And Paul said to the church in Corinth, he said there are many adversaries. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 9. Paul mentioned also the church in Corinth. He said, "Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, but we're not ignorant of his devices." 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 1. I've often wondered about all the devices of Satan. Well, just plain cornbread preaching this morning, those devices kept this place from being filled this morning. They kept the Amen Corner empty. I come up here this morning and I told y'all I was coming up the parkway. I come up on two guys hauling these rock climber all terrain. They take these cars, take a body off of them, put great big tires on them, put roll bars on them. They go have fun on the Lord's Day, amen. Instead of Sunday, they call it Fun Day, Jesse. I just say God be merciful to them. I used to be like that. I've done that. I sought pleasure more than I sought God, Carolyn. I'm glad, like Paul, I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly. But a lot of people could have been here this morning, but they made other choices. And the reason they made choices, they had an adversary to help them. These singers here, I'm a preacher. Yeah, I know a little bit about preaching, but I don't know what you know about singing too. The devil will tell you, you're wasting time. Don't nobody want to hear. He'll say, you know, you could be down the lake today. You could be baiting that fishing hook today, watching that bobber out there. I've done that, Brother Gilbert.
Amen.
I'm ashamed of it, but I did it. There's a few times I used my throat for a funnel. I hate to say it, but I did it. Man, old Miller had more sense than that. I'm glad, praise God, even in that stupidity, God saves people like that. Paul said he was a murderer, blasphemer, but he said, I obtained mercy because of this ignorance. I'm glad there's mercy, amen, Brother Johnny. I'm glad there's some mercy to be had, and there's mercy at the feet of Jesus, amen. I don't know what you've been through, but the devil's got you on strings like a puppet. I know one can count on me, man.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, when it comes to this devil, don't underestimate the devil. I'll tell you right now, buddy. They sung that song about the marriage. One thing the devil does, he hates the things of God.
Right.
And the marriage is of God. It's holy.
Right.
It's a holy ordination.
Right.
God, the Bible said he brought that woman to Adam, presented her to him. Adam said, this is now bone of my bone. It's flesh of my flesh. She'll be called woman, for she is taken from the man.
Yep.
The next verse said, for this cause shall a man leave his father, mother, that's for what it's worth, that's male and female.
Uh-huh.
Cleave to his wife, that's male and female again. Ain't Adam and Steve, it ain't Adam and Eve.
Yes.
He said, what God has joined together. I like that song about the marriage. I'm glad, praise God, I got in. Amen. I'm in the family. He's my father now. Jesus, my brother now. What God's joined together. I'm glad God done it on that fashion. Man, if a marriage was supposed to be, it'd be like it ought to be. And you wouldn't have to worry about a divorce end up on the pile of rocks. Amen. But God done us. We got a spouse to one husband. We're supposed to be a chaste virgin. We're supposed to be worthy of His love and affection. Man, I want to be a jewel for His crown. I want to be a peculiar treasure. I want Him to be proud of me. And I tell you what, all I see is failure after failure, but I don't see no failure in Him, amen. I tell you what, all the times I failed, Brother Gilbert, He's come by and picked me up. All the times, I tell you what, buddy, that I've made mistakes, He's been there to comfort and console me and restore me. And I want you to know, people do make mistakes. And the Bible said, if there be a brother offended you, it's a spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself. Lest you also be tempted. People do fail. People do fall. We're supposed to have a 911 emergency ambulance service. Go out and bring them back. Amen. You know, I went to several funerals this week. I met all kind of undertakers. I'm glad I know the upper taker. Amen. And I'm telling you right now, the Bible says better to go to the house of mourning than the house of feasting. For when you go to the house of mourning, your heart's made better. At least you realize one day that'll be you laying in that coffin. I mentioned last Sunday about a young boy helped negotiate a curve, Brother Anthony. He hit a tree, killed him on impact. So bad they had to call the fire department. They put the fire out of the truck and they had to leave him in the truck, taking the fire department and extracting him from the vehicle. When I got to work, Brother Dwayne, I found out one of the women I work with, that's her son. They just lost a son in an 18-wheeler accident. He's a truck driver and he's hauling gasoline, fell asleep and hit a bridge, and truck and all was lost. Now, she's got one left, a daughter. And I saw that younger sister stand there by that coffin. They couldn't nobody drag her away. She knew when they closed that lid, she'd not see her last living brother again. I saw her weep. The Bible says weep with them that weep. Yeah. I'll tell you right now, boy, he's touched by the feeling of infirmities. You might not be able to get to the president, touch him because of the Secret Service, but I'll tell you what, you can get to Jesus, amen. You can touch him, amen. You can touch him just by the feelings, your infirmities. You can touch him if you'll just steal after him, because he's never far far from any one of us, amen. He's close. He's nigh. He's within reach. If you just reach out, you can feel him today. He's close, amen. Oh me, hey listen. There's a real adversary down here. He likes it when you weep. He likes it when you think about quitting. He likes it when you think about, you know, hey, I've had enough of this. And I'll tell you what Paul said, we're not ignorant of his devices. You think about all the things today to the further people being in the house of God. I mean, I come around the curve down to the St. Old store and there's a big old bass boat with a motor on the back of it sitting on a trailer, and that's what I used to do on Sunday. I still remember me and my mom, my dad living on 118 Newman Street, and a good preacher come by and knocked on that door. My dad, a lost man, went into that door and that man said, sir, I'm a pastor, so and so church. I'd like to invite you to come by and visit, bring your family. We'd like to have you. And I remember my dad trying to be gracious. Can you imagine a lost man trying to be gracious? My dad trying to be gracious. Brother Dwayne, he said, well, I work throughout the week. And weekend's all I get off. And I go fishing. That preacher had a little salt in him. Bible said if the salt's lost its savor, what good is it if he trod none the foot? That preacher said, "Brother, there ain't no fishing holes in hell." And I still remember Daddy slamming that door. I mean, the shades fell off, Margaret. Daddy said, "That's why I'm going fishing." You blankety blank blank. And I won't say everything Daddy said, but you know what? That preacher tried to be nice. He said, "We'd like to have you." My dad tried to be nice, but when the truth come down to it, Jesse, they all got mad. That preacher was right in what he said, Brother Melvin. He said, buddy, ain't no fishing holes in hell. Amen. I'm glad somebody stood between me and hell. I was on the road to hell, and I was going to make it, amen. But I'm glad somebody stood between me and hell, and wouldn't let me, Anita, wouldn't let me make it that place of the damned, that place of the doomed, and there wasn't no way around him. You're talking about a guard, amen. Hallelujah. The lover of my soul, he stood between me and that place of the flames of hell, where the fire's that quench, and the worm died not. He's his son. I love you. I want you to go to heaven, amen. Yeah. You'll think about that for a minute. Before you drop off in that place. You drop off in that place, just go skinny dive in a volcano and you'll have a real light idea of what hell's like. That volcano, it'll eventually cool down. It'll eventually seal over. But the Bible said the fires of hell will never be quenched. Man, some people made an abode down there. I'd like to get some of them up here. Brother Gilbert, can you imagine them giving their testimony? Can you imagine somebody come back in hell and say, whatever you got planned today, forget about it, get saved. I'm telling you, whatever, escape the damnation of hell. You know, the adversary, he don't want you to think about hell. The adversary, he says, oh, you're pretty good. The adversary says, you know, hey, you're as good as him, you're as good as her. Boy, it's a lie. Boy, he's a lie and father of it. Amen? Yeah. He'll say, hey, let's think on something else. Let's think about Maybe somebody might be texting you right now. Maybe you might be getting a phone call. Maybe there might be something. Oh, you know what we're going to eat? I remember one time. Man, I got a lot of liberty this morning. I ain't making no promises now. I have to admit, I'm about 3 sheets of the Holy Ghost right now. I remember one time we just got saved. And my wife been saved. And she kind of renewed her vows. Her husband got saved. Man, we was flying pretty good. Brother Dwayne, I mean, one of them services, boy, we didn't want to leave. I mean, boy, come out of there. Woo! Been to church, amen. We got in that car in the parking lot, Melissa. Man, me and my loving family. Man, me and my wife. Our three kids. Man, in that little old car. Man, somebody said, what are we going to eat? You might as well throw the hand grenade in there. I didn't care where we eat. But I'm telling you, when it's all said and done, I didn't want to go nowhere. I just want to go home. Find somewhere, just go hide. Just over going to eat somewhere. I don't want chicken. I don't want fish. I don't want a hamburger. I don't want a hot dog. I don't want soup. I don't want that. I want this. I want pizza. Don't tell me there ain't no devil down here. I'm saying, man, I said, hold on a minute. Stop. I said, this is just too obvious. This is the devil. Let's just stop right here. And we did. I said, let's bow our head. And let's just thank God that we got health, appetite, and we'll go somewhere with a buffet, and I hope you can get all you want or whatever you want. Amen. Blessed are the peacemakers, amen. Yeah. I know I had to handle that. Go to the porch, amen. But the adversary, he get in there. He get in the car.
Uh-huh.
He get in your head.
Uh-huh.
Worst place you get in your heart.
Yeah.
When it gets in your heart, it starts getting hard. I want my heart to be tender. I want tears. I'm telling you, buddy, I don't want to be callous in my heart. I pray all the time, God, break my heart for souls. Give me tears, Lord. I'll tell you what, my pastor one time made a profound statement. He said, people don't care how much you know. They want to know how much you care. I'll tell you right now, boy, tears is a language. I don't care what country you're in, but they understand the language. Amen? Amen. Tears. Water that word with tears, amen. But there are many devices today to keep people out of the house of God. There are many devices today to keep people getting saved. It's working. Yeah. I'd like to spend about 30 minutes on that, but I ain't really got time to spend. But I want you to know, Paul said, we're not ignorant of his devices. Let me say this, we got the advantage over our adversary. One thing we've got the advantage over our adversary is our weapons aren't carnal. But they're mighty through God that are pulling down strongholds. We got advantage in the weapon.
Right.
We also got advantage over adversary. Because 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that's in you, he that's in the world. And also over Romans chapter 8, verse 31 says, if God be for us, who can be against us? And verse number 37 of Romans chapter number 8 says, we're more than conquerors through him that loved us, gave himself for him. But I want to get back to Hannah's adversary. I just throw that in there for you have something to snack on. Now we're going to preach a little while. Amen. Amen. Let me say something about Hannah's adversary. Verse number 6. Her adversary provoked her soul. She wept. I don't like to see people cry. Listen, I don't care. I don't care what color your skin is. I don't care what you've done. I don't care if you're in maximum security prison. I don't care if you're in the hospital. You start weeping, buddy, I'll come over there and I'll tell you right now, I'll get down. I'll say, hey, I love you, buddy. I love you, ma'am. And I wish I could help you. I'll do anything I can to help you. But when people start crying, I start coming, and I start coming humbly. I start coming from a heart that's loving and kind. But I want you to know, however sad, it provoked her sorrow, amen. She wept beneath. Maybe some of you know someone like that. Verse number 10 says, she's in bitterness of soul, prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. Listen, God told Hezekiah in 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 5, He said, I've seen your tears. God said in the book of Psalms, He said, I've bottled your tears up in a bottle. I'll tell you right now, you won't never weep a tear that God didn't see.
That's right.
Yeah. One, he said, there's not a sparrow that falls that his eye doesn't see. He notices those tears. Then a few times, I remember my wife going to the bedroom in tears. And I reckon I thought I had, you know, righteous indignation. I was right. I won. I should have followed her back in there and said, I'm sorry. What's wrong with us? What's wrong with us? Why can't we go say I'm sorry? My pastor one time told about him and his wife getting in a fight. He said, I was too big to say I'm sorry. He said, I went in there in the bathroom. I got in there before she did. He said, I knew she was going to have to come in there after me. And while I was in there caroling, he said, I took shaving cream and wrote on that mirror, I'm sorry. He said, she went there behind me. He said, I heard her coming. He said, I could hear her weaving. She come out there, she said, make up melt everywhere and hug my neck and say, I'm sorry too. I don't know what's wrong with us. Man, I'm telling you what, we need to learn how to say I'm sorry. We need to learn every now and then just admit we made a mistake. Hey, I spend too much time trying to cover my mistakes up. Just, hey, look. Just admit them. The Bible said confess them, forsake them. You're better off. Man, why try to justify a mistake? Amen. Oh, verse 8 said her husband couldn't understand. Verse 13, 14 said Eli couldn't understand. I know one that can, amen. I'm glad he understands why we weep. I'm glad he understands, amen, how much we weep. And how much I'm telling you, the Bible said he won't put them on and what you can bear. Right. Amen. Yes. Her adversary provoked her sore, Anita. You know what she did? She just went to God, bowed a vow. She said, God, if you'll just give me a son, I'll give him back to you. Just loan me one. Well, God's a reasonable God, Brother William. That's a reasonable request. She said, just loan him to me. I'll give him back. Now, a lot of people vow vows. But the good thing was she kept her vow. Right. I'm telling you, that's what's really good. When somebody says, Lord, if you do this, I'll do that. And God does it and they don't do it. That ain't good. But Brother Melvin, she kept her vow.
Amen.
You better off not to vow a vow if you ain't going to keep it. Amen. And I'll tell you what, if you keep that vow, you get the blessing. Hannah, God. Hannah, she kept that vow. Verses 24 through 28 tells us that she did. Now, I didn't read this, but I want to. Now listen, she's wept. Her adversary had been provoking her sore. Man, she prayed. She asked God, made a vow. God blessed her, gave her a son. She gave him back to God. In verse number 2, here she is. I mean, I can just see her now. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! Here she is, Anita. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I'm telling you, my horn, my mouth is enlarged over my enemies because I rejoice in my salvation. You old saying, you should say, he that last laugh, last the loudest. I can just see her now rejoicing. She said, there's none holy as the Lord. There's none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more exceedingly proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by Him actions are weighed. She's bragging on God. Somebody said, boy, I'd like to have experience like that. Do what Hannah did. You got troubles? I'm not real smart, Brother Johnny. But I was on the internet. And Brother Anthony, he schooled me pretty good. I've learned what I've learned from him. But he showed me how to go in there, you know, and check, see how many people visit the website. They'll get to hear y'all sing. And man, somebody get, what good's a blessing when you put it in something and just close it up? It's a whole lot better just let it go, amen. But there'll be people, Brother Gilbert, they'll get on there, they'll hear your testimony. They'll feel what you gave out there. They'll feel that. And they'll be over there, I mean, in China and Japan and over in Russia and in New Zealand and down under, down there and all that. And they'll be over there saying, whoa, glory. But anyway, let me get back to my original thought. I was on there. And our website's like right here. It's sermonaudio.com. Over to the right, there's some other men over there. And I look every now and then to see what they're preaching on. But one of them caught my eye, Melissa. Melissa's been big up too. She taught Anthony. And sometimes he asks her and she tells him what to tell me. But anyway, this one guy on there, he said, why we don't give an altar call? And I thought, okay. You got my attention, buddy. I don't normally do this, but I clicked. I want to hear this. And this guy, you know, I mean, you say what you want to him. He's my brother. I love him. I'm not saying this in arrogancy. But everybody got it all figured out. You know, I've read the Bible through 17 times. You ought to too. You ought to know yourself. Quit asking. Just seek and find yourself. But I knew better than that. So I thought, okay, show me what I don't know. Because I'm sitting there, I think I've read the Bible. I know better than that. This guy here, he's older than me. You know, he'd have more sense than that. But anyway, Brother Melvin, he said, nowhere in the Bible did Jesus ever give an invitation. I thought, man, he said, have them come be seated, 5,000, 3,000. Then I thought about Matthew chapter number 11. He said, come unto me, all you labor heavy laden, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and I'll give you rest in your soul. My yoke's easy. That sounds like invitation to me, my burden light. I thought where Jesus said, let him at first come to me, and I'll give him living water. I thought about where he said, him that's hungry, let him come to me. I thought, okay, buddy, I don't get it. Now here's what I mean about not being smart. I tried to reply, and I wanted to give him some scripture. I would like to just reply. I won't give verse and scripture. So I got all it all together, tried to send it, and I wasn't smart enough to send it. So I thought, well, Lord, maybe I don't need to. Amen. But I'm glad I got more sense than that. Amen. I might not be smart enough to operate a computer, but I'll tell you right now, we'll give an invitation here in a minute. And I'm glad God did me an invitation. And I'm glad, praise God, I took advantage of it, and I got saved. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody's got, they say, they call it a closed invitation. You got to be a certain bust to be invited. Man, I'm telling you right now, Romans 10:13 said, whosoever will, let him come.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord. Whew. Shall be saved. Romans said, the Spirit says come. The bride says come. Him and thirst, let him come. It's all kind of invitation in that Bible. So man, I don't really get the point. What's the point? What's the advantage? Why we don't give an invitation? Why we don't give an altar call? Would you mind explaining to me after the service what would be the advantage of not giving an altar call? Well, I can tell you this. Billy Sunday preached in Chicago. He got big and mad, got in the flesh. And it doesn't happen. Preachers ain't perfect. I'm not. I hope there's some more honest preachers in here. But anyway, he got mad, got in the flesh, and he didn't give no invitation. And that night, Chicago burnt to the ground. A lot of people went out to meet God, lost. By his own testimony, he said, I'll never preach again and not give an invitation for a lost soul to be saved. So you do whatever you want to. You can have your own opinion. They're kind of like armpits. We all got a couple and they stank. But I'll tell you right now, but I will be giving an invitation here in a minute. And I think the Lord will be inclined to help people that's lost. In Acts chapter number 8, here's a man reading his Bible. And the Holy Spirit told Philip, go down and join his Septuagint. He went down his Ethiopian unit riding in the chariot of Venus there. And he said, understandest what thou readest? I mean, preachers ain't all that smart neither. And Ethiopian unit said, how can I accept man should guide me? And he stopped the chariot, and Philip got in, and he began that same scripture, which was Isaiah chapter 53, and he preached unto him Jesus. That Ethiopian eunuch said, behold, here's water, what does hinder me in getting baptized? If you got the right Bible, it's got this verse in there. And Philip said, if thou believest, thou mayest. And they stopped the chariot, and him and that Ethiopian eunuch went down to water, and he baptized him. The Spirit called away Philip. He saw him no more, and that Ethiopian eunuch went on his way. Woo! Rejoicing, amen. You want to go on your way rejoicing. You'll have to do like Hannah. The Bible says she rejoiced in the Lord her God. Listen, she was rewarded. Verses 20 and 21, she got that son. Amen. I'll tell you what. You want to rejoice? You want to be rewarded? That all comes from Jesus. The Bible says, you have not because you ask not. The Bible says, knock and it shall be opened. Seek and you shall find.
That's right.
Ask and you shall be given.
That's right.
You want that reward? You want that rejoicing? You want that victory? Well, just remember this. There's an adversary down here. Now, I'm going to use great politeness of speech right here. I got saved April 27, 1988. But before that was on a Monday afternoon. Before that was April 26th, I believe it's right, 1988. I was at Bethel Baptist Church on Sunday morning, and I was about as out of place as a cat in a dog pound. I mean, buddy, my toenails was growing, and my finger knuckles was turning white. But that preacher preached that day, boy. And I thought my wife told him everything I've done. I thought, man, I'm so mad. Man, I'm telling you, I'm going to hit him. I'm going to beat her. Oh, I'm out of place. But when they gave that invitation, And you lost people listening to me. When they gave that invitation, I wanted to come forward. I wanted to get saved. But it's like the devil nailed my feet to the floor and I couldn't move them. I don't know another way to explain it. I mean, I couldn't move them. It's like in concrete. I couldn't move them. And the old devil back there saying, let's do it later. You got plenty of time? Show me that in the Bible. Bible said your life but a vapor, appear for a little while and then vanishes away.
Right.
Show me you got plenty of time. Boast not of tomorrow. You don't know what a day may bring.
Right.
Tomorrow is sometimes only on the calendar of fools.
Right.
The devil said, you got plenty of time. I listened to it, Jesse. Man, I'll tell you what, I took my shoes off. I know what I know now. I left my shoes back there, Carolyn. I said, you can have them shoes. I'll go barefooted. I got to get to Jesus. I got to touch the hem of His garment. I need to be made whole. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, I left that service as lost as I came in it. But I'll tell you one thing. I got salty real good while I was there. And I started seeking refuge for my soul. And I ain't going to give my testimony. But it didn't take me very long to get saved. I will say this to you lost people. The devil, he's going to try to get you to put that off.
Amen.
The Bible says he's fortune, he's deceiving. I'm just imagining, William, not, this is not scriptural. But I'm just imagining that the devil goes down to hell from time to time, Brother Gilbert. I believe he goes down there and says, got you fishing. Got you hunting. Got you pornography. Woo! Got you just because you couldn't drive a car as good as you thought you could. Got you drinking. Got you drunk. Got you doping. Got you by a jealous husband shot. Got you and her both two birds, one stone. Bible says jealousy is cruel as a grave. Now, you won't make no ransom with a jealous husband. But you know, I believe the devil comes down and he says, how about you? Got you on a church pew. Woo! Oh, you shouted out loud on anybody. Go to read your Bible, Matthew chapter number 7. There's a bunch of people there and they ain't got it figured out. He said, Lord, did we not preach in your name? Prophecy. Did we not cast out devils in your name? Somebody got something wrong. Did we not do many mighty works in your name? Jesus said, I never knew you. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Man, he knows me, Brother Gilbert.
Mm-hmm.
I know him as my Lord and Shepherd. He knows me as one of his sheep. I'm the one that keeps him busy. I'm the one that's got to get that shepherd's crook out and bring him back to the 99.
Yeah.
But I'm glad he loves me enough to go after me.
Amen.
That's right.
Listen, if you're here this morning lost, honey, he's a great plan. It's a speech. The devil will lie to you. The devil will try to keep you lost as long as he can. God wants you saved. God made heaven for you. He didn't make hell for you. Matthew 25:41 said he made hell for the devil and his angels. You ought to make an eternal decision this morning. You ought to think about the consequences. Hannah had an adversary. She overcame her adversary. What about you and your adversary? You can. You can overcome your adversary. Bible said today, if you will hear His voice,
yeah,
says harden not your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You can overcome your adversary. All the devil can do is try. He can't stop. I'll tell you right now, if you make up your mind, I'm going to Jesus. Just prove it today. Make up your mind, you're going to get to Jesus. Make up your mind, you're coming today. And just show the devil he can't defeat your purpose.
That's right.
You can get victory today,
yeah.
Brother Johnny. I got victory. If I wait away and get victory, anybody can. I mean, Jesus said, who loved me the most? He'd been forgiven of much. He'd been given a little. I got in that crowd that been forgiven of much, Carolyn. I love Him much. I know what I've been forgiven of. Some people said it ain't like that with them. Get a good dose of what I had off of you, and you'll come out of there, woo! Glory! Saved. My mama called me fanatic, Gilbert. Rightly so.
Mm-hmm.
I still am.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I got saved. I run Mama down. She's in the corner over and she's shaking like a leaf. I said, Mama, I got saved. She shook a little bony finger at me. I said, I'm only child. You know I'm spoiled. She said, when you get home, she said, you look up the word fanatic. That's what you are. And I said, glory to God, what a badge.
Amen.
Call me a fanatic. Run my daddy down, Gilbert. He's twice as big as me and he's shaking like a leaf in the autumn wind. I said, Daddy, I got saved. He's shaking. He said, I'm happy for you, son. I don't want what you got. 10 years later, he did. He got saved. Called me at the house. Told me he got saved. 10 years later. You know, the Bible said the preparation hearts of the Lord. His heart was hard. I told you what he said to that preacher. But I'll tell you right now, God took that big hammer, that rock, God said in Jeremiah, is not my word like a hammer for the stony heart? He got to work it on that heart, Brother Jay, like me beating on that flint. He got to chip it away on that thing, and he got down to that tender place. And my dad, at 3 o'clock in the morning, called me and said, son, I just got saved. I thought I dreamed it, Brother Gilbert. I called the next morning. I said, Daddy, did I dream or did you get saved? He said, son, I got saved. Let me tell you about it. I said, I got plenty of time. Daddy, lay it on me. Amen. I want you to know you got an adversary. But you can overcome that adversary.
Right.
Or you can leave out of this service today as lost you came in. Your adversary would be glad to see you leave like that. But you also got an advocate. And he's here. I'm going to get these singers, if they would please come. And I'm sure they know a good invitation on him. And I believe it'd be important right now, be careful. Because their soul's in the balance right now of eternity. The Bible talked about between life and death. Talked about people, you know, didn't make the right decision, didn't make it. Right now is the time to think about eternity. Right now is the time to think about what you've heard this morning. Right now is the time to make an eternal decision. Right now is the time, but I'll tell you what, that you ought to consider what you've heard. You ought to consider what you need to do. I hope and pray today that you make the right choice. I did. You can. And if you do, you'll be like Hannah. You'll say, woo! Woo! Glory! I got victory on my adversary. Help yourself, the preacher.
Turn it around.
Yeah. I guess everybody stand, please.
I come to the garden of the Lord.
Come on. I'll tell you right now, that's what the Lord wants. The Bible says it came, you might have life, that you might have it, have it more abundantly. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to have everything. That name is in Jesus. He can have it, what's God. Give somebody another hand. Lord, bless my brother and sister this morning. God, I thank you for being here. Appreciate these. They've sung their heart out. I preached my heart out. Only I know they bring a hanger there and pull a pin on it and throw it. I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. One day you're going to sit in the last service. One day you're going to hear the last invitation.
That's right.
And it's going to be, you know, that word's only in the Bible very few times. Everlasting. Too late. No hope.
No help. No healing. Only hell. Appreciate these singers. God bless y'all. We're going to take up an offering for these singers. I appreciate them. And I think they've got some CDs outside the door there. And I know them like me. The old devil tries to discourage them, tries to defeat their purpose. I appreciate them coming this morning. Appreciate them giving their all for the glory of God. We're fellow laborers, the Bible says. Fellow laborers.
Pastor, can I do one more?
Okay, yeah. Y'all can be seated if you want to.
This will be our last one. I love singing this song. It's got a very message to it. That it's a calling song. When Jesus calls, you got to be willing to come.
Amen, Brother Johnny.
I wonder if I'm where I say,
yeah.
It wasn't long till I found I lost my way. I cried with fear when I began to fall. I felt the hand.
Yeah,
I heard a shepherd's call.
Amen.
He saw my steps as they walked right into the door. Though I went away, I never once left his home. Not long ago, how when I lost my way, I heard the shepherd's call.
Amen.
He left the fold to search out that one who strayed. Left 99 for there's one to be saved. There on that list, one step might have ended it all. But I felt the hand,
yeah.
And I heard the shepherd's call. He saw my steps as they walked right into the door.
Amen.
Though I went astray, I never once left his heart. And not long ago, how I still recall, when I lost my way, I heard the shepherd's come.
Amen.
When I lost my way, I heard the shepherd's come.
Amen. I appreciate these singers. Appreciate them laboring. And I know somewhat about that. Labor of love. And if you love someone, you do your best. They've done the best. And appreciate them coming. Bring the blessing they brought and stowed upon us. And we want to take up an offering for them. You know, I know it costs something.
John, you're
going
to have surgery. So, yeah, I'm trying to fit in somewhere and help you.
Okay, I wasn't aware of that. You're going to have some surgery coming up, Brother Johnny?
Yeah, I'm waiting on. She can tell you easier than I can, but I'm waiting on the doctor to give them okay for it. So I need everybody to be praying for the doctor.
We'll be forward in praying for that. We also want to do our best to try to give to the effort of these singers.
And I say that the Bible said it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. The Bible talked about charity hiding a multitude of sins. And I don't know about you, but I done found out it's a whole lot better just to let go than to hold on. And I found out the more I let go, the more God gives me. He found out, buddy, if I give it away, He'll put it back. I don't know. You explain it. I can't. But I don't know where the offering plate is. You got it. Bobby, can you bring it up here, Brother Jesse? You give as the Lord leads you. I just want to say that I appreciate them, and I want to give, help these singers, and we'll ask God's blessing on it. Father, we thank you for the Monday family. Lord, they visited more than the church. They visited our hearts today. Lord, they've cheered us up, and Lord, I felt a little bit of heaven here today, and Lord, in heaven, Lord, everybody's happy. And Lord, I have to admit the joy of the Lord's a strength, and I have rejoiced in my Lord today. I thank you, Father, for them, Lord, taking time out of their life, their busy schedule, Lord, to come by this little small church. And Lord, I pray you bless them in all they do. And I pray you help them to realize that their labor in the Lord is not in vain. Lord, bless this offering, dear Father, today. And I pray, Father, you'll bless those that have to give, those that have not. Lord, may the greatest thing be given. Lord, I pray, Lord, we'll just give all we can. And Lord, we thank you and praise you. Ask your blessings on it all. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And while Jesse's taking up that offering, I remember hearing Lewis, I don't know if y'all know them or not, but I remember hearing Lewis, the father, give a testimonial type song. And in that song, he was down the streets of Nashville and his son was dying of cancer. I think he did die. I may not get that exactly right. But he said he was down there on that street corner down there trying to work for God. And he said the devil come up. And he said that old devil got to talking to him, got to preaching to him. And he said, before I knew it, he said, I started amening what that devil was saying. That devil was telling Brother Lewis, he said, you're wasting your time. Nobody cares. Nobody wants to hear what you got to say. Listen, don't be that kind of a mistake. Don't make that kind of mistake. And you know, he come out of that. And I'll tell you what, the devil come when you're down, when you're lowest. They lost their house. They sold everything they had to do the work of God. And man, what a blessing they are. I've been in service with them, been a blessing. And I want you to know, buddy, God wants to take your praise. I mean, the devil wants to take your praise. God desires, the Bible said, inhabits the praise of His people. Just remember, there is a devil down here. He will come to you, but also the Lord will come to you too.
Yeah.
He's the lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon. He's the lift of your soul. He'll carry you when you can't go on.
Amen.
Just remember, boy, I'll tell you right now, there is an adversary, and he's just one step away from knocking you down. Just get back up and say, it'd take more than that. Get me to stop living for God. Start going for God. Make up your mind. Get a hide like a rhinoceros. Go for the glory of God.
Amen.
Maybe somebody got a word on your heart this morning. If you do, we'll give you an opportunity to give that. If not, we'll stand and be dismissed. Like I said, I appreciate the Monday family coming. What did you say, Rashad? Remember Wanda's husband? He's not doing any good. Remember Gail? Rick told me this morning that Johnny Campbell's granddaughter, they about give up on her. She's just 20-some years old. About to die, and she's on life support right now. They'll probably be pulling the plug on her. Street preacher of Columbus, Ohio, Jimmy, I call him Jimmy the Hood, but that's not his name. But Jimmy Hood, that is his name, not Jimmy the Hood, but Jimmy Hood. Him and his wife, up in years, his wife's literally on her deathbed. Bible says, knowing the same affliction accomplished in your brethren. We all got afflictions. We all got troubles, tribulations, but it's just light affliction. One day we'll put it behind us. But until then, let's bear one another's infirmities and pray one for another and forgive one another, love one another. And I tell you what, you'll be able to help someone if you can do that.
Brother Eddie, we have a dear friend in Tennessee. He's a fired up fireball preacher. He preaches it right and he preaches it good.
Amen.
He'd been afflicted with a sickness where he'd eat something or something. They said it got into his intestines and his colon.
Oh, bless his heart.
And they
They got him admitted at the hospital down there in Tennessee now. I talked to him yesterday, asked him how he's doing, and she said he's still in the hospital, but I like to remember you first. His name is Brother Dewey.
Brother Dewey?
Brother Dewey. Keller, I believe is his last name. But
remember Brother Dewey, Keller?
You know, whenever you got a fire preacher, the devil don't like it.
That's right. That's true.
He's trying to take them out, but he knows how big God is.
John the Baptist come out and repent. Acts laid root of a tree, hewn down, cast into fire, and the devil cut his head off. He'll try to do yours too. What did you say, Brother Johnny?
Remember me and Marlene and our kids in your prayers.
We'll do that. Remember Johnny, Marlene, and the kids in your prayers. What did you say, Brother Madeline? $154. That's pretty good for a little church like this. We're not many, we're few. I appreciate everyone giving. And I appreciate these singers, what they gave this morning. I hope that's a blessing to them. I hope it's a... And you'll get one of those CDs on your way out the door. That'll bless them even more. And if there be no other...
Brother, I want to thank God for what He does for me. And I also got a prayer request. I like the church reunion, Brother Christian, people in the church.
Amen, Sister Molly.
There is Mr. Smith. Down in Vanderbilt Hospital.
Uh-huh.
He's a doctor, and he's going to make a decision where he has done my husband's surgery. So just pray that he's a Christian man and he's
going to
make
a decision
to do the surgery.
Amen. Sister Marlena, she said to pray for her husband, that doctor had the wisdom to know what to do and how to do it. She blessed me when he was up there. She said, I've got a song. I've got to sing. And I'm glad she sung that song. I appreciate her being obedient there. I could tell that wasn't as easy as some might thought it was. I appreciate her being obedient. That really blessed me. And someone else had a hand up back there. What you got, Mari?
Request prayer for Peggy Hardwick. Remember the blonde-headed that came to play the piano?
Uh-huh.
She was a thermoset costume.
Amen. Amen.
Peggy.
No, that was Glenna.
Peggy
Hardwick.
Peggy
Hardwick.
Old song used to be, maybe it's you, maybe it's me. Someone to be called out to face eternity. We know not who it will be. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's me.
I've got a prayer request. My baby sister's 33, and she goes Wednesday. She's got two gourds and a thyroid that's overactive, and they're going to do biopsies to test them to see if they're cancerous. She also has, and they highly suspect it after they did the ultrasound. And she also has mono, and her spleen is extremely enlarged. And, of course, they told her to be in bed for 4 weeks. But yeah. She's a mother of two kids.
Right.
That's almost impossible.
It's impossible, yeah.
And she also works at Head Start, which they start back to work Monday.
Right.
And she also, after that, in a week or two, they're going to send her to a doctor for her immune system. But they're going to test her for leukemia. You always keep her in prayer.
Amen.
And we're going to pray that that's not what it is.
Bless your name.
But I'm not going to lie, it keeps me up.
Right.
That's my baby sister.
Right.
And y'all just remember, you know, my request isn't any stronger than anyone else.
Bless you, Anita.
It's just you, and you can't do anything for them. You
right.
Feel helpless. But you know God can.
Life don't always make sense. So I'm going to give you a verse to hang things that don't make no sense on. Isaiah chapter 57, verse 1 says, the righteous perish. Merciful men are taken away. None consider that they're taken away from the evil that's to come. God knows when to pluck, when to plant. We just need to trust Him in all things. He's a faithful Creator. Sometimes we're better off. Paul said to be a Christ far better. Sometimes we don't understand life's disappointments. I don't understand why a church bus or van or what it was turned over and three young church-going teenagers called out. I don't understand that. I don't understand things like that. I don't understand why a Chinese girl was run over, a 16-year-old
and over after. I don't understand that. I do understand one thing. I know who inhabits eternity. I know he's sitting on the throne of righteousness. And just like Abraham said, shall not the God of all the earth, the judge of all the earth, shall he not do right? He'll do right every time. He's got our best interests in mind. So, the things that don't make no sense, just remember this. God knows what's best. Trust him. Don't faint. Don't give up. Hang in there like a hair in a biscuit. And let's all stand. Nobody else got nothing else. I will. We'll be dismissed. Again, Brother Howard, if you would please, sir, dismiss us. Word of prayer. Thank you for coming. Don't forget to come back tonight. 5:00. Yes, Lord. Yes, you do. Amen. Amen. Amen.